the ghosts who hit haunted houses, are they different from poltergeists who hit people, or do poltergeists also hit haunted houses?
Yeah, that's where it becomes complex. The Nandor Fordor, Dr. Nandor Fordor, a psychoanalyst who influenced me very much in my work when I was younger, expressed it in saying that ghosts haunt houses, poltergeists haunt people. But when there is already a haunting in a house, then the poltergeist, and I think we have to define sort of the prevailing theories here. A poltergeist is most often associated with a young person going through puberty, especially a young woman.
All right.
Or with people undergoing sexual adjustment, such as newlyweds and people beginning sexual relationships. So we have that kind of psychic energy drawing. Especially the young adolescent female, so many of the cases center around, and we know how complex the female psyche is to begin with. And then that time of puberty, all those hormonal changes, everything that's happening, the body changing, everything happening. And if there is a repression, a suppression, or a frustration, that seems to feed the poltergeist energy. Now, there, of course, and I chose that word deliberately, feed the energy. Whether it actually creates the poltergeist or gives the poltergeist energy, I suppose we could discuss, you know, for hours.
Sure.
It could be kind of the, you know, the chicken and the egg kind of situation. But at any rate, there is a center. There is a focus for the poltergeist phenomena. Generally, it centers around the young person or the person going through the sexual adjustment. And the phenomena, the flying objects, whether it be knives or forks, will probably be directed at the center of the poltergeist phenomena, but never hurt the individual. The objects will, even stones, I say, and knives, will simply touch and drop. Now, the interesting thing, and I've discussed this with many individuals who have pursued the poltergeist, and yeah, in my own situation where I've seen, you never see the object being launched. As try as you might in the film, you never see it being launched. You simply see it while it's in the air and while it strikes. But that's the strange thing. We just never seem to catch when it happens.
Interesting.
So, okay, we have then the young person primarily, or someone going through sexual adjustment.
Now, who's the victim, right?
Yeah, we okay. Can't. That becomes almost impossible to define. Now, superficially, it's easy to say, well, it's the young person being afflicted, but it's not really being afflicted because, and I suspect, no way I can prove this, of course, I suspect on one level of consciousness, that person somehow is aware that there is an aspect of his or herself that is, if not controlling, at least inspiring the movement of the poltergeist. Now, the poltergeist activity can be incredible, you know, overturning furniture, levitating people. When you see The Exorcist, that great movie, that could be a poltergeist phenomenon.
Right. Now, that seemed evil to me.
Yes. Then we have those cases, George, where we just have to say that is an evil entity that I think, here again now, no way I can prove this, of course, I think feeds off that energy of sexual dynamics and uses that powerful energy to create these manifestations. Now, we have many. I've been fascinated for years by the Bell Witch, and that is really the mother of American hauntings. That's the Roswell of ghost phenomena, poltergeist phenomena. The Bell Witch, which took place, going back in time now, 1817 to 1820 in Tennessee, Clarksville, Tennessee, in the cabin. And I think a lot of people have heard about this case.
Right.
But again, the number of witnesses, even if people say, well, that was a long time ago, but the number of witnesses and the caliber of the witnesses, including President Andrew Jackson, he said he'd rather face, you know, the British at New Orleans again than to go up against the Bell Witch.
Well, how did he get involved in this?
He got involved because John Bell had helped him with some of his political work.
Okay.
Locally in Tennessee, he had left the presidency, and he was living there, and he felt he owed John. John had become a good friend of his and helped him in his political career. So he heard about the terrible business going on at John Bell's place. So he set out with a lot of his Tennessee boys, rugged guys. As they approached the Bell farm, they had, of course, a number of wagons with their supplies and so forth. They heard a cackling in the bushes, and one of the men said, "What in the world is that?" And the Bell Witch said, "You cannot come without my permission." This voice, this without a body, speaks to them and stops all the wagons. It didn't make any difference how they whipped the horses, how they goaded the horses. They could not, the wheels would not budge until they asked permission of this dematerialized entity, that this voice speaking. Well, there are a couple of country preachers along with Andy Jackson who were really going to take care of the Bell Witch that night, and they left screaming. This was an interesting thing. This was a violent physical. One of the friends of the Bell was known as the rough and tumble wrestler, and he was said Betsy, the center, the focus of the haunting, 12-year-old girl. He said, "I'll protect you, Betsy. I'll take it on." And the Bell Witch slapped him and just beat the stuffing out of him, made him beg for mercy. Now, interestingly, and we have a case that we can follow, a progression we can follow in many cases. It seems to me, and this really is eerie, George, that it's like an entity being born. Because when the poltergeist starts, when it's in a home, first you hear raps on the wall, then you hear scratches, and then maybe like the tugging of bedclothes.
And this is over days or right away?
Yeah, over days.
Over days.
And then you hear a sucking sound, like lips smacking.
Yeah.
And then a progression. And then sometimes, if the phenomena stays long enough, it develops a voice. It develops what seems to be an independent intelligence that can converse